Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's time for event news update on Dark Duck Media. I'm Ray Kube.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know the news,
get bent.
Or try somebody else, because we're the imbalanced history of rock and roll. Sad news, top of the stack. We both were gutted to hear that Tina Turner died this week at age 83 after a long illness. She'd been in Switzerland for these last many years, and she gave us so much in her time.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical.
Yeah, heartbreaking that one of the strongest women ever passed away. She was 83 years old. She was incredible. She had so many hurdles that she had to overcome in her life and so many challenges. And she did it with a smile on her face and with an incredible attitude. She was a queen of rock and roll, and she influenced so many people.
From her and Ike's early days, they broke out with their take of Proud Mary. And from there, she worked her way into film as the Acid Queen in Tommy. She was the villainess in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. She was in GoldenEye, a Bond pick. She was an icon, Tina Turner. There's been a ton of speculation and a little bit of wondering about who would be the new drummer in the Foo Fighters. Just over a year since we lost Taylor Hawkins, the guys announced they were going to have a press conference online with them playing and their new drummer announced.
And I was wrong in my guess being Rufus Taylor. It is Josh Freese, who is a great choice because he is a beast on the drums, a sick drummer playing with like the Replacements, A Perfect Circle, Nine Inch Nails, Weezer, GNR, The Offspring, and so many other bands.
And they kind of yanked everybody's chain at first with little funny cameos. Chad Smith. Oh, no, it's not him. Tommy Lee. No, it's not him. Danny Carey. No, it's not him. But the guy they got, Josh Freese, he's been out of work for a whole week, Marcus. He just finished a stint with the Suicidal Tendencies, one of the many things that he's done in his career. And tap, 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 come on over. It's Dave and the Foos, and he's plugging in to move this band forward. The forces of the rock and roll world convened in London at the Royal Albert Hall last week, Marcus, to pay tribute to one of the greatest among them. Rock and roll guitar gods gathered to honor Jeff Beck.
I'm glad that they did something. I wish this would have been optionally streamed online, because this is something that I would have taken an interest in possibly watching.
Mates and fellow guitar masters, people back to his early days like Rod Stewart. But Billy Gibbons and Kirk Hammett also joining the festivities, which were orchestrated by one of his fellow Yardbirds, Eric Clapton. Honoring Jeff Beck, it's the least they could do. And speaking of the Yardbirds, Marcus, Jimmy Page, one of the original three guitarists for the Yardbirds, in the news. Actually, one of his old houses is. Do you remember the Boleskine Manor house that he owned? It was famously owned by Aleister Crowley. It had been part of all kinds of bizarre things through the decades and centuries now, including the suicide of a one-time owner in the master bedroom in the house, which, by the way, tragically burned down many years ago. But the ruins are being offered for a tour now. And I think I'd go if I was over there doing the whole rock and roll touring thing. It would be cool, right? A little scary, but cool.
A place like that is necessary if you are going on the rock and roll tour. The house was originally built around 1760, and there's a local legend that claims that this house replaced a church that burnt down while the entire congregation was inside, right, killing them all.
Crazy legacy, but apparently there's something to it. And Pagey checks in with the info that, yes, a man was beheaded there. And while he never heard it, a friend of his staying at the house, straight as could be, back in the day, said he thought he heard cats, you know, wrestling. And Jimmy said he wasn't there at the time, but he said, why don't you let the cats out at night? They make a terrible racket in the halls. And Jimmy said, hey, the cats are locked in a room every night. And it made him wonder about the haunting and the sound of the head rolling down the hall. Let's go, man. Pack up the podcast gear. You just got the new Rodecaster. Let's road test it, man.
Dude, I'm not bringing my Rodecaster to a haunted place. It will give it bad juju. No way. No way.
All right. Claiming that it has nothing to do with the new Florida law restricting drag shows, Tool's Maynard James Keenan appeared on stage in drag at the Welcome to Rockville Festival on May 21st at Daytona Beach. Now, if it has nothing to do with the law which had just been enacted, why then? And why not in other places along the tour? Or has he been dressing in drag regularly on this tour? I don't know.
I don't know. He claims that he didn't do it to make a political statement, but he also knows that he's not going to get arrested. That would be my guess.
Moving on the Bent News Network. Kansas has announced they have a new violin player, Joe Denenzon, joining them after his time with a group called Stratopherious. I like the name of that. I gotta check them out. Dave Ragsdale recently retired, and they're moving on with this new fella, Joe, as Kansas celebrates their 50th anniversary with a tour. Hey, man, did you hear this story about the Petty Estate suing an auction house for trying to sell what they think might be stolen property? I mean, they verified that the stuff in question is Tom's stuff.
Yeah, this looks like it could get pretty gnarly. And from what I found online, my guess is that somebody close to the Petty estate is auctioning off some of this gear. Whether it's stolen or not, I don't know. I have no
idea. It's alleged to be stolen. You got to say alleged, right?
If it's alleged to be stolen, I have no idea. The only thing I can tell you is it looks like it's somebody very close to the Petties that is involved in this.
More info when we find it here on the Bent News Update. Sending out healing vibes to Tom Johnson of the Doobie Brothers, who's coming off the upcoming 50th anniversary tour. The next leg is due to start soon, and he's injured his back, and doctors told him he should not be performing at this time. And as you know, anybody who totes a guitar has an extra burden on the road. So they're going to be doing it with just Michael McDonald and the other brothers on vocals. Here's a story, Marcus, that you're actually glad to see, and it involves a tour cancellation. Gary Holt of Exodus has announced that he won't be able to go to Europe for the upcoming tour because his injured brother needs his help. It's a pretty scary story about how his brother was hit by a taxi and kind of dropped off and misdiagnosed at the hospital and all kinds of things that have been going on with a bad broken femur. So he's taking time to take care of his brother, which is really what life's all about.
Yeah, he's definitely doing the right thing. And this story looks crazy with the taxi driver hitting him and then what he did. Not cool at all.
Healing vibes and best wishes to all in the Exodus camp, even if they do go out there without Gary for a while. Good luck. Good news for Parrotheads, Marcus. Jimmy Buffett's out of the hospital and home and getting out there on the paddleboard trying to whip himself back into shape after his time in the hospital.
Yeah, I hope he gets better quickly. He is still up in the air as far as touring goes, and his annual summer tours are a blast. I've seen him live many times over the years.
Says Parrothead number one, growing old is not for sissies, I promise you.
He ain't lying.
More word on the Buffett tour when we get it. We started things on this week's Bent News Update with the news of Tina Turner's passing, but Marcus, there's a whole other list of people we've lost this week. Maybe the most surprising is James Lewis, one of the original voices of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, he did a lot of the East Coast shows from 2004 to 2012. I think I saw him in 2008 here in Philadelphia, and it was a great show. I'm so sad about this.
And another person who touched us with his words, the great Pete Brown, songwriter and lyricist for Cream and other groups. Most notably wrote the words for Sunshine of Your Love and White Room in the 60s. He was 82, and he wrote some of the most thought-provoking lyrics of my youth.
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dull surprise.
He was also in the same social circles as Allen Ginsberg, Spike Milligan, and other very interesting writers at that time. Another loss that moved me and surprised me was Andy Rourke, bassist for the Smiths. I know he had been in a long battle with pancreatic cancer, but I was still surprised. And his grooves were grooves that I listened to a lot and danced to a lot at the clubs back in the 80s. This charming man, how soon is now? His bass grooves are beautiful.
And Mike Joyce said, not only the most talented bass player I've ever had the privilege to play with, but the sweetest, funniest lad I've ever met. That's from a mate. Oh, that was all we had this week, but no, Marcus. Co-founder of the Scottolites, one of the bands that absolutely set off the explosion that we love through today, Lester Sterling, has passed away.
The Scottolites, one of those bands that influenced British music in the 70s and music that we grew up with.
The bands that we got into in the 80s led me back to the Scottolites and all the early ska bands from Jamaica. Thanks, Lester. And also somebody that I knew a little bit, Kirk Arrington from Metal Church, dying at age 61 this week. The band is gutted. They also lost other members in recent years, and it's really a tough hit for the Seattle metal scene. The next person that we want to note their departure is a guy that I didn't know was connected to somebody else that we know and like. Bill Lee, a great jazz musician, played with Dylan, Simon, and Garfunkel, played with Belafonte. His son is Spike Lee. He has passed at age 94 at his home in Brooklyn. A sad loss for so many, but mainly for the Lee family.
His music to accompany Do the Right Thing is fantastic. That is one of my favorite movies from years ago. It's tough to lose a father. Rest in power, Bill.
Another person gone too young at age 63, Algie Ward, who was in The Damned, Tank, and The Saints, The bassist passed away in the hospital on May 17th. No details related to the cause of his death, but he had had some health issues in recent years. It's a lot, Marcus. All that plus Tina in the same week. I feel empty.
If I'm not mistaken, that tank will be refilled when Monday's release comes out. Correct, Ray?
Dude, where we're going Monday, there's only one kind of tank, and it makes this sound. I don't think they were huffing nitrous in the Summer of Love in 1967, but that's where we're going in the imbalanced time machine. Back to the Summer of Love, dude.
Nice.
Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. And that's going to do it for this edition of Bent News. We are a product of Dark Doc Media on the Bent News Network. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
Bet Ghent.
Shall we?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.